This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I will vouch for that. And I'll be shooting video with them there as well and in Indianapolis. I didn't understand it when I was sitting there in front of Jeff Carson. He was explaining to me the importance of this part and this part and this part. Every part that they make is designed to work with every other part they make. And you can't imagine how many parts they do make. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right, I've decided to come into this position and say right now that I dare Nancy Pelosi to impeach the president. Because all decent, intelligent people agree that impeachment is a moral necessity. It was a smokescreen that the prosecutor that the leftist squeed over in his flock of slobbering Democrat donors and activists could not manage to find Schiff showing Trump was guilty of anything. It was part of the giant conspiracy to hide the manifest, obvious, totally a thing, treason, traitor, collusion, emoluments, reality. And the Democrats know it's true because the voices tell them. So many voices, not just on cable news, but echoing around inside their heads, whispering, treason, traitor, collusion, emoluments. Listen to the voices, Democrats. Impeach Trump. Impeachment is a moral necessity. It was so obvious from the way the Mueller report says that Trump was innocent of whatever collusion is, and that he cannot be proven guilty of whatever obstruction is, and he's totally guilty of both. The truth is in there, behind the redactions and the emanations lurking under the penumbras. William Barr can't hide it from you any longer. And the resistoids aren't crazy. You're crazy. So why won't Nancy Pelosi allow the valiant defenders of goodness and rightness who are the left of the left Democrats to bring articles of impeachment to the House? Cowardice. She's afraid. Afraid of justice. Why do you hate justice so much, Nancy? You must impeach President Trump today. And I'm not saying that because I think it would be hilarious if you let the Nimrods who actually run your shabby party lead you into a political disaster of epic proportions. I'm not saying that because it would result in a crushing backlash in the next year's elections as the American people rebuke you Democrats for your gibbering insanity and asinine coup plotting. My interest is totally in seeking justice and some stuff. And if you don't impeach him, you hate justice. It's your duty to impeach, as whoever Seth Abramson has pointed out in the 451 tweet thread, demonstrate to the nation how the total exoneration of Trump was actually a crushing indictment of his criminality. And if you won't allow the Democrats to impeach him, Professor Abramson is going to launch another 726 tweet thread about how you have betrayed your party and America. Don't betray your party and America, Nancy. Impeach him. Do it. Do it now. Heed the call of the woke caucus and let them bring their articles of impeachment to the floor of the House. Political super geniuses like Green New Deal Girl and the one who might have married her brother are totally in touch with the groundswell of popular support for impeachment. Their constituents in New York and Mogadishu West are 100% behind it. So whether it's a sparsely bearded app maker sitting in a Starbucks, a Wellesley grad living off daddy's money as she tries to produce a one-woman show based on her dream journal, or an aspiring Somali-American activist trying to come up with airfare back to the homeland to make car bombs for Allah, it's unanimous. Everybody they know is down for impeachment. The American people want to keep hearing about this 24/7. Ignore how Rachel Maddow's ratings have plummeted. Forget how CNN now gets crushed by the Bass Fishing Channel. Trust me. There's an insatiable hunger for another 2 years of bombshells and revelations that are certain to do in the bad orange man, and yet never seem to. Give the people, or at least the people in San Francisco, what they want. Impeach Trump now. I promise that it won't further disgust and annoy the normals and make it even easier for him to cruise to re-election as he points to a supercharged economy, victory over ISIS, and federal court judges who don't vote like they're from Hawaii. Sure, some wimps in your party think that your candidates should go into the 2020 campaigns with actual policies other than Trump, treason, traitor, collusion, emoluments, but we both know that policies are not exactly the Democratic strong suit now, are they? Give us more of your money while we take more of your freedom. That sounds appealing to the kind of savvy, smart folks who dodge the heaps of human waste scattered across the sidewalks of their coastal blue cities. But these knuckle-dragging Jesus gun people between I-5 and I-95, too uppity, too disobedient to see the wisdom in all of this. Nah. Stick to making Trump the centerpiece of the campaign and turn it up to 11 with impeachment proceedings. And cynics might grumble that even if the House impeaches Trump, the Senate will never remove him. The math is too hard, as well as racist. It would take 67 votes, and there's only 47 Democrats and Democrat-curious independents. You would have to get 20 Republicans to fold. And the good news is that these are Republicans, and folding is what they do. Why, look, even Mitt Romney's already with you. Sure, actual conservatives may call him a submissive Frito-Con weasel, but now that he's totally harmless, he's a respected elder in the eyes of the mainstream media. Maybe your media pals can offer their proverbial strange new respect to another 19 GOP Senate sissies, and get them to flip as well. Tom Tillis is always ready to roll over for you guys. That Lamar guy he's soft to, maybe you can link it to legalizing dope and pulling all our troops out of everywhere, and you would get Rand Paul on board. And the point here is that you have to try. You owe it to the American people. Throw the president in the briar patch. Come on, Nancy. Man up. Impeach Donald Trump. Now, the Democrats have no real plan for America other than to retake power, but what would they do with it if we were dumb enough to let them? They would turn America into a lived fascist nightmare. That's what they would do. But don't let my forecast slow you down, Nancy. Go for it. You're in charge, right? You're large and in charge. Forget those three. Forget those three newbies that, you know, talk the talk and talk all kinds of smack. And don't listen to you. They don't listen to you. The unifying part of the leftists that I have admired so long is gone. The only reason I had to admire you for anything is gone. So now you're left with you said give us the power and we'll do something with it. And we've seen what you've done with it, which is nothing. And you're trying to go back to when, Trump was had a paper route to get his financial records all the way back there. Stop, soft-shoeing this and go ahead and impeach him. Don't worry about what we think. After all, we're the deplorables. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
One of the stunning things about putting together this Arrow Precision Rifle was just how well it went together. And that kind of foresight with, I mean, think of, okay, we're going to make 20 variations of this part, and it's got to fit with all 50 variations of that part, every one of them. And, I mean, that just tells you the kind of challenge they face when they're putting something together. So check them out at aeroprecision.com. So, I want to tell you a story. When I was in the military, I loved being in the military, but sometimes when I was in the military, we would be tasked with some stupid stuff. Occasionally, we would be sent to a gunnery range where there would be live ammo of various types, like light anti-tank weapons, you know, munitions that might go into an M1 Abrams tank, that kind of thing. Real serious ordnance. And we would be, quote unquote, armed guards. Because this was a real target. You know, this was 1984, 85, 86. So they would issue to us four rounds of ammunition and tell us, don't chamber a round. As soon as they would drive away, I would chamber a round, and I would hope that I was only going to be attacked by four Red Army faction members or whatever it was that was going to come across the hill. The way we take our troops and put them in places where we expect them to do something and then tie their hands, they refer to this as rules of engagement, R-O-E. And the rules of engagement, I can't tell you what I really think about them because the FCC runs my vernacular. I can't say what I want to say. But it is stupid to take troops and put them in place where there is hostiles there, right? And then not give them the clearance to deal with whatever's coming across. Now, the troops that are on the Mexican border, one thing about Americans, the American military, is we're unlike most militaries around the world because we have been allies with countries before where the military will actually try to take over the country, and you'll have the generals trying to kill the civilian government. Or you'll have generals in skirmishes, you know, various military officers in skirmishes with each other. And such is the case in Mexico. So we're not dealing with high speed, very precise groups of personnel here. We're dealing with, you know, sort of a 52 pickup situation. Being an American soldier with rules of engagement in place with these kinds of circumstances is a bunch of junk. Now, a couple of days ago, what we think were Mexican troops reportedly came over into U.S. territory near El Paso in an unmarked vehicle on April the 13th and disarmed the U.S. soldiers on the U.S. side sent by Trump to support the U.S. border protection operations. They took the U.S. soldiers' weapons, they confiscated them, placed them into the soldiers' own vehicles, and left. Why would they do that? What was this pointless exercise about? CNN had the most detailed report, beginning with two U.S. soldiers were questioned by Mexican troops earlier this month while conducting a surveillance operation on the U.S. side of the southern border, two U.S. defense officials tell CNN. On April 13, 2019, at approximately 2 p.m. Central Time, five to six Mexican military personnel questioned two U.S. Army soldiers who were conducting border support operations in an unmarked CBP vehicle near the southwest border of the vicinity of Clint, Texas. This coming from U.S. Northern Command. The U.S. soldiers were appropriately in U.S. territory during the encounter. During the incident, the Mexican soldiers pointed their weapons at the U.S. troops, removing a soldier's sidearm and returning it to the unmarked U.S. vehicle. Armed troops from Mexico have come over to our side. That is an egregious violation of our territory. And under most circumstances, this would have been grounds to engage. Now, the first question that pops into mind is which idiot in the chain of command sent two soldiers to a... How do you do Overwatch with that, General Peoples? How do you do that? especially, we don't even know what their mission was. I don't know if they had ammunition. Maybe the reason they didn't take their weapons was they didn't have any ammo for them. The report said the soldiers followed procedures, recognizing there wasn't a war on, and allowed the Mexicans to disarm them to prevent an escalation. There are those that are saying that is not a foul move, no foul on their part. I don't agree. We should not be sending two of our personnel down there alone. We should be sending a squad-sized group every time they go out. It should be a group that has fire team rules of engagement. If somebody comes across the border, weapons aimed at them, they should, you know, start to operate against them and deal with them and kill them. And then we talk about it. Then we say, hey, Mexico, what are your troops doing on the U.S. side pointing their weapons here where they have no authority? But, now they owe us an apology. They treated our soldiers like miscreants and they owe us. And that would be the appropriate response at a minimum. And that's what decent nations do. And I don't have any idea if they've done it. The CNN report explains the matter as a simple mix-up with Mexican soldiers not knowing where they were. I don't care. I don't care. Start with how the border near Clint, Texas is delineated. It's a river, the Rio Grande. The U.S. soldiers were standing on the U.S. side, which came before a border fence, yet was still on the right side of the river. The Mexicans would have had to have crossed a river to get to where they could intercept a U.S. soldier, and it's quite unlikely you could cross a river, even a shallow one, without knowing that was happening while you were doing it. It just doesn't happen. They reported that the river can be dry at times and there's lots of brush in the area, meaning you could get lost. But there's also an argument to be made that the brush itself would make the river's location knowable just by looking. And even more so with the basic soldier compass skills. And at a minimum, the Mexicans didn't have these, which is an embarrassment on top of a blunder. So, the river probably had water in it, by the way. So they knew where they were, and they did it anyway. And I don't like that they're still breathing. Maybe that's extreme on my part, but, indulge me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to explosions that killed at least 290 people while injuring about 500 in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday.
Unthinkable. I've been fighting it for a long time. A lot of people have. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. It's a terrible thing. I just spoke with the Prime Minister. I spoke with the various government officials, and we are working with Sri Lanka.
The Trump Organization is suing the House Oversight Committee to block a subpoena for years of financial records. White House Counsel Jay Sekulow says the administration will not allow for congressional presidential harassment to go unanswered. Tax attorney Lisa Kucharski tells Fox News,
when they subpoena information or they want to engage in performing investigations, the Constitution still is in effect. And the Constitution states that they need a legitimate legislative purpose.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means knowing where to find everything you need for the job in one stop. So you're spending more time on the job than away from it. Lowe's does it right by having what you need in stock and in the right quantities for any size job. Like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of Southwire Romex Simple 12-2 and 14-2 wire. Plus, get the electrical boxes, switches, dimmers, and conduit you need to complete the job. Load up today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
That is not a lie at all. I mean, the stuff that they have on hand, I mean, you can build literally everything. They have everything you need to build an AR-15. Or they have the pieces you want to make yours better. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And I haven't mentioned they also do a lot of stuff with Glocks. Yeah, they got a lot of stuff for Glocks. Check them out. How many of you out there were alive in 1970? I was alive in 1970. 9 years old. I wore bell-bottom pants. I wore, button-up shirts that were made out of polyester. It was horrendous. And thankfully, we did exhaust our supplies of 70s fashion. But here, recently, you know, we've been having Earth Day, right? And for the next 24 hours, or 12 hours now, the media is going to assault us with tales of imminent disaster that always accompany the annual Earth Day doom and gloom extravaganza. But don't worry, I'm here to help. You can ignore them, because they'll be wrong. And I'm confident in saying that because they've always been wrong. And they always will be wrong. So if you want some proof, and this, by the way, this is something that was printed. These stats I'm about to give you, these were actually compiled in 2009, April of 2009. So here we are 10 years later. These are some nearly 50 years old. So nearly 50 years ago, this is what they were saying on Earth Day here in these United States. Coming from Kenneth Watt, an ecologist. We have 5 more years at the outside to do something. George Wald, Harvard biologist. Civilization will end within 15 or 30 years unless immediate action is taken against problems facing mankind. Barry Commoner, Washington University biologist. We are in an environmental crisis which threatens the survival of this nation and of the world as a suitable place of human habitation. The New York Times editorial the day after the first Earth Day. Man must stop pollution and conserve his resources not merely to enhance existence, but to save the race from intolerable deterioration and possible extinction. Paul Ehrlich, Stanford University biologist. Population will inevitably and completely outstrip whatever small increases in food supplies we make. The death rate will increase until at least 100, 200 million people per year will be starving to death during the next 10 years. Dennis Hayes, chief organizer for Earth Day. It's already too late to avoid mass starvation. Peter Gunter, professor, North Texas State University. Demographers agree almost unanimously on the following grim timetable. By 1975, widespread famines will begin in India. These will spread by 1990 to include all of India, Pakistan, China, and the Near East Africa. By the year 2000, or conceivably sooner, South and Central America will exist under famine conditions. By the year 2000, 30 years from now, the entire world, with the exception of Western Europe, North America, and Australia, will be in famine. Did you know that... I'm sure Japan would have fallen under this. Right now, I'm a sneakerhead. I like nice tennis shoes. And in Japan, the biggest fast food company that all of these fashionistas do collaborations for clothes and shoes. They all do collaborations with Kentucky Fried Chicken. Does that sound like famine to you? Life Magazine, January 1970. Scientists have solid experimental and theoretical evidence to support the following predictions. In a decade, urban dwellers will have to wear gas masks to survive air pollution. By 1985, air pollution will have reduced the amount of sunlight reaching Earth by one half. Except we were in the middle of Miami Vice at that particular moment. Kenneth Watt, ecologist. At the present rate of nitrogen buildup, it's only a matter of time before light will be filtered out of the atmosphere. None of our land will be usable. Paul Ehrlich, Stanford University biologist, again. Air pollution is certainly going to take hundreds of thousands of lives in the next few years alone. Martin Litton, Sierra Club director. We are prospecting for the very last of our resources and using up the non-renewable things many times faster than we're finding new ones. Kenneth Watt, ecologist, by the year 2000, if present trends continue, we'll be using up crude oil at such a rate that there won't be any more crude oil. You'll drive up to the pump, say, fill her up, buddy, and he'll say, I'm very sorry, there isn't any. That's happening all the time now, isn't it? Senator Gaylord Nelson. Dr. S. Dellen Ripley, Secretary of the Smithsonian Institute, believes that in 25 years, somewhere between 75 and 80% of all species of living animals will be extinct. And again, Kenneth Watt, ecologist. The world has been chilling sharply for about 20 years. If present trends continue, the world will be about 4 degrees colder for the global mean temperature in 1990, but 11 degrees colder in the year 2000. That's about twice what it would take to put us into an ice age. Here we are 49 years later. You should keep those predictions in mind when you hear the same predictions of a different sort made today. They've been making the same predictions now for 50 years. And here we are, 50 years later. Now, when this was compiled, when this was put together in 2009, right, the economy was horrible, but the ecology was fine. And in fact, even then, the planet was doing a lot better than the planet on which those green lunatics live. Now you look at it, we here in the United States lead in carbon reduction, in greenhouse gas reduction. Not because we're compelled to do so, but just because technology has taken us that way, and it will continue to take us that way. And as soon as, you know, as soon as they can make a Tesla car that doesn't explode, or, you know, the automatic driving thing doesn't drive you into something, or jump a railroad trestle because it just sees a speed bump, I might think about those too. And as soon as they make one to where I don't have to be connected to Tesla. As it is, I'm connected already to Ford, I think, in some way. But, you know, we can't have it all right. But when you hear the dire doom and gloom, just remember, they've been saying it for 50 years now. I would imagine that kind of failure is indicative of a trend. If they've been failing to get anything right for 50 years, why would we listen to them at all today, except maybe in a stand-up comedy club? That would be a good place for them to be. I'm good with that. But, you know, beyond that, that's about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn. Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, you heard me talking earlier about the Mexican troops crossing over onto our side, where they would have to know they had crossed over into our side, and disarming our troops. And we haven't heard nothing like, hey, we're real sorry about that, gringos, that we did that to you. In an interesting twist of irony, Mexico, as of Saturday, which was the 20th, now remember, this is a week later after the incursion in here into the United States. Mexico said Saturday that they had a deep concern about armed groups that intimidate and extort migrants on the border shortly after the ACLU and Democratic senators called for a probe into such citizen efforts to block migrants from crossing. Mexico's Foreign Relations Ministry said in a statement, "These types of practices can drive human rights abuses of people who migrate or request asylum or refuge in the United States," referring to the militia groups in New Mexico. Now, mind you, there are no human rights for anybody that is not Mexican in Mexico. If you're Guatemalan and you come across the border and everything and you stay there and don't try to come across some caravan or something, they're going to throw you in jail. They're going to beat you. They're going to take everything you own. There's not going to be anything you can do about it because the law is behind them. If they allowed us, like me, you, anybody, if we decided to go live in Mexico, we can't work. We can't fly an American flag there. We can't protest. We can't vote. So, you know, when they get out there and they start talking about human rights abuses, then that, you know, that just makes me just, if it wasn't so outrageous, it would be funny. They also also added that patrols on the margins of the law create risk for the safety of migrants. Now, on Thursday, the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, of New Mexico condemned the United Constitutional Patriots, which patrols the southern U.S. border in New Mexico, as a fascist militia organization operating outside the law. Now, these kind of groups have been operating for years. For years on our border. A lot of them are military veterans. Yes, they do kit up. They are carrying civilian variants. They're not, they don't have full selector switches or anything on these. They look at this as a way to augment and assist the Border Patrol. The United Constitutional Patriots, they posted videos showing members dressed in camouflage, armed with semi-automatic rifles, holding groups of migrants, many Central American families seeking asylum, until the U.S. Border Patrol agents arrive. That, by the way, is no different from you stopping a shoplifter and laying on top of them until the cops get there. There's no difference to this. These people are breaking the law. I don't care if they're refugees. I don't care if they're migrants seeking asylum. I don't care. They're breaking the law. There's a way to apply for asylum, and they're not doing it. They say that they're helping the Border Patrol deal with a surge in undocumented migrants on the southern border. Now, Trump's administration has toughened up various policies and put pressure on Mexico in an attempt to discourage people from attempting to cross the United States into the United States illegally. But along with the ACLU and New Mexico Democratic Senators Martin Heinrich and Tom Udall also called for an investigation into the border group. They said in a joint statement on Twitter, dear God, threatening innocent children and their families fleeing violence and seeking asylum is unacceptable and flies in the face of our values as a state and a nation. That's cool, dudes. Let us just put them in your yard. I agree with you. It's horrible that we have to resort to people using weapons to protect the sovereignty of our border because you guys won't do it. And because we're sending troops down there and you're not even letting them do it. These guys, you know, those guys probably got a commendation for letting the Mexicans disarm. I don't even take any pleasure. That's not even funny to me to say that. Now later, the FBI showed up. And this past Saturday, they said they had arrested Larry Hopkins, the leader of the armed group that is stopping undocumented migrants as they cross the U.S.-Mexico border into New Mexico. This coming 2 days after the ACLU accused the group of illegally detaining migrants and New Mexico's Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham ordering an investigation. Now, Hopkins, who is 69 years old, also known as Johnny Horton. Why are you also known as Johnny Horton, sir? Was arrested in Sunland Park, New Mexico, on a federal complaint charging him with being a felon and possession of firearms and ammunition. If that is the case, whoever you are, you do deserve to have the entirety of the book of law thrown at you. Because just like those Mexican troops that crossed over knowing that, you know, this is a river and we're crossing it. This is the border and we're crossing the border and we're now in America. I wish I had a hat. You knew if this is the case. And this is one of the reasons the FBI arrested him. Now, Jim Benvey, a spokesman for the United Constitutional Patriots, said we're not worried about it. He's going to be cleared. Blaming his arrest on political pressure from Lujan Grisham. Mr. Hopkins is the national commander of the UCP, which has been around. They have about a half dozen members camped out on a rotating basis near Sunland Park since late February. They describe themselves as a patriot group helping the U.S. Border Patrol cope with record numbers of Central American families crossing the border to seek asylum. What they do is when they come up on the migrants and they address them, they tell the migrants to stop, sit down, and wait for agents to arrive. They accuse the UCP of impersonating law enforcement. Crowdfunding sites like PayPal, which PayPal's not a crowdfunding site. And GoFundMe on Friday barred the group, citing policies not to promote hate or violence after the ACLU called the UCP a fascist militia. Well, I love how GoFundMe, I don't use GoFundMe. I have used PayPal. I don't use GoFundMe, but looking for another way to get out of PayPal now. And so they're banned for being called something. So now you can be banned from using services for being called something, just like you can get a red flag order for somebody saying, well, you know, he clearly is a violent person. Really, what did he do? Well, he was yelling at the TV during the football game. Well, we got to take every right he's got. New Mexico Attorney General Hector Baldares said today's arrest by the FBI indicates clearly that the rule of law should be in the hands of trained law enforcement officials, not armed vigilantes. Now, the Border Patrol, for their part, said they do not support citizens taking law enforcement into their own hands, and instead encourage the public to be its eyes and ears on the border. The only problem with that is the Border Patrol has to take turns sometimes with AR-15. So is it your turn to carry it? Well, I want to carry it this time. So, and listen, PayPal and GoFundMe, these guys will get all kinds of financial support. There's other ways to skin cats. I don't know why you don't do that. Don't understand that, but, you guys are, you're emperors without any clothes on this one, I'm afraid. I'm really sorry to tell you that. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.